Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
So Stefan asked, what is the quickest way to pick a product without using paid tools? Stefan, I know Stefan personally, he wants the quickest way out of this. So anyway, there is a way. There is a way, and Stefan, I'm here to tell you. I actually already told you, but I'm going to tell everybody else. The best way to do this is, you can still use free tools. The best way, here we go, open Amazon.com, and I always start with Amazon. Go to Amazon.com. Start opening random products. What I do is you go to the bestsellers, find the bestseller list, and that's not the products you're going to pick. You're just going to go through the bestsellers list. You're going to open a product that it's up in the bestsellers list, not a book, anything but a book. And now you're going to look and see who the seller is. Now you're going to open that seller or click on the seller and see what else he is selling. Now that it expands everything that seller is selling, you will filter everything he sells. And if it's a seller that has two or three items, skip it, jump to the next one. You want to find somebody big. Those people that have 1,000 pages of listings, you know they're doing something right. You know that those people have staff, they have standard operating procedures that they follow, and they pick every product with extreme detail. You don't get to 1,000 pages of products just with a bit of luck. So what you're going to do is find one of those, you expand to see everything that they sell, every category that they sell in, and now you're going to pull, and because I said this would be without paid tools, so you pull out your unicorn smasher. Again, do a search for unicorn smasher, and it's a free tool that you can add to your Chrome. It's a Chrome extension. Now you pull that out and you filter them by amount of sales, which products sell the most. And now you're going to find this seller's best sellers. Now, obviously, the first product that's going to be on the top of their list is going to be the one that brought you there in the first place. It's going to be that product that you found when you searched for the best sellers list. So you skip that one. You don't want that one. It's too visible. Anything that is in the top 100 products of best selling is too visible. So there are hundreds or hundreds of thousands probably of other sellers looking at those right now. People like you and me. So we skip those. When everybody turns right, we turn left, and we're going to find the perfect product. And this is one of the easiest ways to do it. You use somebody that has a guaranteed solution, and you find his top 10 best-selling products. And you look at them, you research them, and now you go to Alibaba, try to find that exact same product, try to find that seller. You can find the exact same seller they have with a bit of luck. And not necessarily by looking at the pictures, because every seller steals pictures from each other and they're not necessarily all the same, right? But that's an easy way right there. So all you got to do is, and like I said, don't go by their top best-selling product. Have a look. Don't pick books either. That's for retail arbitrage people. And if you're in retail arbitrage, there you go. That's something good for you. If you're not, if you're in private label, skip the books. And skip anything that is in the top 100 bestseller. There are too many eyes on it. And if you yourself, you have products on top 100, there are people, I don't know, I'm actually not too sure how to go about this, but I know of somebody that had a product and it made it to top 100 and they increased the price so they would not stay in the top 100 bestseller. So if you go to, let's say, 110 of the bestsellers, now you actually have to go search for that product. They don't show up on the list by default. And that person did not want their product to be in the top 100. So they increased the price a bit, and sales actually dropped after a while. The first price increase actually did not drop sales, incredibly. But the second time he increased it, sales started dropping. Obviously, his BSR increased as well. So that would be it for today. Stefan, we'll meet again this weekend and we'll have a few and discuss all new products. Okay, buddy. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day and thanks for listening. If you heard anything of value here today, please go and subscribe, share the podcast. And again, thanks for listening.